Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue the Pele Yoids in the topic of Binyan, Shin 189, building. And we had mentioned yesterday, people have to be careful not to build in an ostentatious way, an extravagant way, and the detriments that come out because of that. The Pele Yoids brings a Yerushalmi in Shkolim. At the end of Perek Hey, and he says as follows, there's a mice. I will share with you a story. V'shnei chachamim, two wise men. Sheyoholchim imakim lemakim. They're traveling from one place to the next place, one town to another town. V'ayu b'makim echad bat kinesias mefarim, and they came across a town with beautiful, beautiful looking shuls. Amar echad lechaveray. One said to his friend, how much money? Look at the money they spent on building these shuls. Now you'll say, well, a shul should be the most beautiful building. As Allah brought down the halacha. In the town, it should be the tallest, the highest building. That's true also. Now the truth is, parenthetically speaking, sometimes because there's an overabundance of wealth put in the wrong places, so then you have no choice but to make the shul if you have to fulfill that halacha, right? So the shul has to be much more. But he says as follows. Look how much money they spent on making these beautiful shuls. Heshiva chaver, his friend responds, he says, it would have been better for them to have spent their money. To make a nice looking shul. But all of the rest of that money, you know what they could have done with it? They could have given it to those people who are learning inside the Beis Medrash. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is a tremendous Yetzirah. Tremendous Yetzirah for people to spend money in the wrong places and camouflage it and make themselves feel good. They say, oh, it's for a mitzvah. In the meantime, they could, as the Pele Yoids is saying, from what? From the Yerushalmi. Going back to the Yerushalmi. They could have given this money to support Torah. So what does it mean to support? They mean support those who are learning the Torah. Give them the ability to have food on the table. Give them the ability to have a little yeshiva das to pay their bills. That's what he says. There's the Yerushalmi saying this. And what's he saying? On the shuls, that they should not have spent so much on the shuls. It's a tremendous lesson here. If on the shuls, the Yerushalmi is teaching us that they should not have gone to such an extreme of spending so much wealth on it, because they should have given that money to those who learned the Torah, how much more so, how much al chas kamak, how much more so on spending on people's private houses exuberant amount of money for things that are not necessary. Re'u, says the Pele Yoids, Re'u, im kach nemar al binyan beis ha-kneses, diket sad mitzvah lefares beis lakenu. If this is what's said about a shul, that don't go overboard. And there's an aspect of a mitzvah to make the shul as beautiful as you can. Mayanu liyoyin pekuda ha-moitziyem ha-itzoyis merubas labinam batim gedoylim ha-toivim. What are we going to answer? Says the Pele Yoids. On yom ha-pekuda. You know what yom ha-pekuda means? On the day when we get a letter in the mail. You ever get a letter that says you have jury duty? We all get those jury duty letters. And then when we call up the night before, we find out, oh, what a great feeling. They don't need me. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to go down there. But of course, if you did have to go down there, that's your responsibility. And of course, the first thing they do on the letter, if you do not show up, you will go to jail. This is not a joke. They want to scare you. Life bear. They want to really scare you, right? That's what they want to do. Says the Pel Yoitz, Yoin Pekuda means when we get there, stand in front of Hashem. And Hashem's going to say, why'd you spend so much money? Not on the beautiful shul, but on the waste of spending on your house. And other gashmis dikinyonim. V'achachomim noydedim lelechem. And people who are trying to learn Torah can't find bread on their table. That's what the Pel Yoitz tells us. And it's all a matter of priorities. It's all a matter of priorities. It's all a matter of how are we raising our children? What's the precedence, the message we're sending our children? What's important to us? That'll be important to them. There's a Gemara at the end of Sukkah that talks about a lady, who married out. And she was kicking the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach. And she was saying, Lucas, Lucas, you wolf. You wolf. Until when are you going to stop consuming the food of the Jewish people? And the Gemara elaborates and tells us, where did she learn something like this from? She learned it from her parents. The negative understanding, negative approach to what Mizbeach is. Because really it's just the opposite. The Mizbeach is for Klal Yisrael. All the mitzvahs are for our benefit. And the message I want to take from that Gemara to this is that when our children and when people see, not just our children, people around us, what do we spend money on? When someone comes to a shul to collect, and he doesn't look like us, and he might have very long payas, and they might be svardi, or they might, who knows what, or a different color yarmulke. Sometimes people in their mind, they feel like, well, you know, let his type take care of him. Hashem Yerachim, that's not what it's about. He's a yid, that's it, that's all that counts. The person's a yid. We should view it as an opportunity to give tzedakah. It's an opportunity for me to have a piece of this mitzvah. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's total opposite. When it comes to that mitzvah opportunity, people are running the other direction. And when it comes to the gashmias, all of a sudden, the fancy cars and the fancy houses and the fancy this and the fancy that, all of a sudden, then the wallet opens up as much as can be. And this is the Pel Yoitz is teaching us by the topic of binyan, building over here. We have to recalibrate. We have to refocus. What are we here for in this world? Let us be zoiche. You have to be zoiche. Not everyone merits to give tzedakah to the right places. Let us be zoiche to give tzedakah and do our mitzvahs properly.